This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl, Mizoram. He inaugurated the Bairavi Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees connecting Aizawl to the Indian Railways network for the first time. In his address, Modi, calling the day historic, said Bairavi Sairang railway line will revolutionize people's lives in Mizoram, and now farmers and businesses of Mizoram will also be able to reach more markets across the nation. Prime Minister also flagged off three new express trains and laid foundation stone of Chimtuipui River Bridge on the Longtlai Siaha Road. After his visit to Mizoram, PM Modi laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees in Churachandpur, Manipur. During the occasion, Modi urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path of peace to fulfill their dreams and secure the future of their children. A two-day national workshop on strengthening of farmers, producers, organizations for agri-enterprise development and sustainable livelihoods in rural border communities was held at Kawalangpo Convention Hall, Tawang, yesterday. The workshop was aimed at strengthening farmer-producer organizations, foster agri-enterprise development, and promote sustainable livelihoods in rural border communities, bringing together experts, scientists, and farmers on a common platform. The program was organized by the College of Agriculture, Central Agriculture University, Imphal, Pasighat, in collaboration with ICAR-IVRI, Izzatnagar, ICAR-NDRI Karnal, ICAR-RCER Patna, RLBCAU Jhansi, RPCAU Samastipur, and Atari V1 Guwahati. On Bargite today, Dao Division of Spear Corps Indian Army organized a special interaction for students of Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya at Hayuliang. Students and teachers got a first-hand experience of army life through drone demonstrations, weapon displays, and a motivational talk, inspiring young minds and strengthening military-civil bonds. Bargite refers to the capture of the town of Burki, Battle of Burki, by the Indian Army on September 11, 1965. During the Indo-Pakistani War of 1965. Manisha Halai, a first-generation learner-turned-docu-film director from Wakro Circle, has won the prestigious Australian International Documentary Conference EIDC Award and the Audience Award at Bali, Indonesia for her debut feature documentary in Kaman Mishmi language, Orange Beetle, Mother and I, out of 292 entries from filmmakers across Asia. Awardee Manisha Halai, expressing her joy, said commit from one of the most remote villages, being able to pitch a film at such a prestigious forum was a proud and unforgettable moment. The film, currently in its early development stage, is being produced by Academy-nominated filmmakers Rintu Thomas and Sushmit Ghosh. State Labour and Employment Minister Nyato Dukam yesterday attended a virtual conference chaired by Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia alongside Labour ministers from across the country. The discussions focused on driving reforms and introducing new initiatives to strengthen India's labour and employment ecosystem. The Arunachal Pradesh Reforms Commission APARC, led by Chairman Pramod Jain, had a meeting with the district officials of Papumpare to discuss governance improvements. The meeting aimed to identify challenges and implement reforms for better service delivery. Ira Singhal, Secretary AR, cum Member Secretary APARC, Member APARC Hento Karga, DC Vishakha Yadav, ADC Tamayajum, HODs and administrative officers of Papumpare district attended the meeting. Marking World First Aid Day under the theme Health and Hygiene, the local military authority of the Indian Army, led by the regimental medical officer, conducted comprehensive first aid and CPR awareness sessions at Mechuka and Monigong in Shiyomi district today. A total of 200 local participants attended the awareness session. The fourth edition of Darak Ecosystem Come Angling Festival 2025 is going to be held from 12 to 14 October at Darak in West Siang district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.